When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Hey.
That's breaking news, yes!
Yes, Zach Wilson is gone! Zach Wilson is gone! Zach Wilson is gone!
To the Denver Broncos.
Get out of your mind! Get out of your mind!
That's it, folks. That's it.
Get out of your mind!
Hey, hey, hey!
There's nothing else to say. I mean, how many days and nights did you listen to Zach Wilson talk on The Fan? This is the last night. Now, you know the guys are going to talk about it tomorrow because that didn't break till this afternoon. If you listen to me, I said that kid's got to go out west. He always performs better out west, right? He played decent in Denver. And, man, I don't care if you trade this guy for it doesn't matter what you trade him for. I don't even know. I'm looking at my notes. I know I had a pick swap. It doesn't matter. Good. It works for all parties. The Jets don't want him here. He doesn't want to be here. And the Broncos right now, who's the quarterback of the Broncos? Good for Zach Wilson. I will say this. He's going to be better out there. Just being far away from New York, being closer to home, he's going to be better out there. You can't say the kid can't throw the ball. You can't say the kid's not athletic. It was all upstairs. And not for nothing, Sean Payton is a guy that if he really takes a liking to him and wants to work with him, I don't know. We could see something.
He can't be much worse, Keith.
Yeah, you're right.
He can't be
much
worse.
The only way to go is up.
He legit might be the worst draft pick in the history of the franchise.
Yeah,
which is saying something because they're the freaking Jets. Legit might be the worst draft pick in the history of the franchise.
He's the worst draft pick that got the most playing time. Because usually you make a mistake like that, those guys disappear after a season or two. He got a bunch of starts. Anyway, we don't have to do Zach Wilson conversations. We don't have to do Aaron Rodgers conversations. It's the Aaron Judge conversation tonight. What's up with Judge? It's the Aaron Boone conversation tonight. What's up with these umps and their agenda against Boone? And, you know, Boone's pet names for Glaby and Judgy. Glaby and Judgy, they're close. Robert is in Spring Lake, New Jersey on The Fan. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. We're right on with Judge. I've been saying for a couple of weeks, he's definitely hurt. And I think they have to sit down and sit and talk to him and just say, listen, you can't play through this. You're hurting the team. And as far as Glaber goes, he's starting to remind me of Robbie Cano from a laziness standpoint. I don't know if you're
and everybody keeps saying that. I think that's disrespectful to Robbie Cano for real.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just the laziness on the base pass.
It's not even the laziness. It's the absent-mindedness. He's a space cadet. There are times when you're watching the game, you're like, does this guy know how important this part of the game is?
He's lucky he didn't get thrown out. The game last week, they had a play. He was on third, and he nonchalanted it down the base path. The ball was hit back to the pitcher. They should have thrown home, and he would have been thrown out. He was not running hard.
That's his style of base running. He said sometimes, I think he was quoted or somebody said something like he thinks he's invisible on the base pass or he feels like they can't see him. No, we all can see you.
And that brings you to Boone. Why does he get a pass?
The lineup, because the lineup is the lineup. This is how the team is constructed. Where do they go? To Jamai Jones to play second base? No. When DJ comes back, we will have some fluidity. We will have some more answers. They will be able to platoon. They will be able to rotate in the infield. And I said last night, I hope DJ comes back and they don't force it, right? Give Rizzo a blow. DJ can play first base. Please sit Glaber's ass down. Put DJ at second base. I like what I'm seeing out of Oswaldo at third base. Let the kid keep playing one position.
I agree with you. I was kind of surprised when they picked up Verdi, and I also don't understand why they picked up Trammell.
I understood the Birdie move because nobody was expecting Oswaldo to hit. Nobody was expecting Oswaldo to be you know, impactful at the plate. So many people thought he couldn't hit. We weren't sure if he was a left-handed hitter, right-handed hitter, switch hitter, what. But he's been very clutch. He's been good. Now with Trammell,
I know you got to give the. You got to give the outfielders a, you know, you got to give them a spell.
I was sure they were about to put Judge on the IL. Why are you picking up another outfielder from the Dodgers that the Dodgers let go? Like, I was sure that they were going to put Judge on the IL. Why do we need another outfielder? Trent Grisham can't even get in there. We're going to add Trammell? Like,
yeah, that shocked me. And I want to see Verdugo play as much as he can.
I love Verdugo. It's crazy how you can hate a guy on another team. And then you see the energy he brings. This guy gets on base. He lifts his leg like a dog, and he fake pees. Thanks for the call, Robert. I'm sorry. Verdugo, I love the cleats. I love the music that he comes up to. I'm like, he's probably a one-and-done guy here as a Yankee. But did you guys hear what he said today about, or yesterday, as they asked him about, you know, now he's starting to come around. Now he's starting to hit. Now Verdugo's starting to really, like, you know, fit in with the team. He said it's the best clubhouse he's ever been in. Let me try and find the exact quotes from Brian Hoke, because that's awesome, right? That's part of it. The chemistry is so much a part of it. The way the team feels and gels, and I've been fortunate enough to interview a lot of the former Yankees that have won World Series. I just did the Times Square appearance with Cecil Fielder and Paul O'Neill, and they talk so much about the clubhouse, the camaraderie, the times they had, and how that bond carried over right into the field. So, I don't know, man. Let's see. I'm going to the Brian Hoke article, and shout out to Hoke. I gave Hoke his credit. The Yankees now, when the Yankees win, to differentiate the Frank Sinatra song being played that they play every game for the tourists, for the people who's one game in their life is there, they get the experience. But to differentiate a win from a loss, you'll hear the Yankees win from John Sterling. And the first guy to put that in the air and into motion before me was Brian Hoke. So shout out to the Hokester and the Yankees for getting that done. I love that. But the quote was, "Honestly, this is probably my favorite clubhouse I've ever been in," Verdugo said. "The amount of veterans, the amount of guys that all care for each other and want the best, it's really encouraging. The biggest thing is in post-game recovery and workouts, the veterans stick together. You gravitate towards that. It's a very close-knit, tight-knit group. It's really special to see, especially for me coming over here. You never know how certain guys with 13 years of big league service, how they're going to be, and these guys are super pro about it and know how to involve the entire team." So, I mean, Verdugo has fit in very well. I think he's brought an edge. We knew he was going to bring his swagger, his persona, but it hasn't been too much. You know, just one chain doogie. But, man, I love his cleats. He's got the taxi cab Air Jordan 1 cleats with the doogie license plate on the back. Like, he's playing into it. He plays good defense. He gets it going at the plate. And then that goes back to another conversation I was having about what if Anthony Volpe was batting in front of him? What if Volpe was still hitting six with Verdugo 7 as Verdugo got hot and you move Volpe to the start, like to the top of the lineup? It was to me, I don't care what your mom thinks, your dad thinks, your brother. I don't care what any other hosts think, any other people that do podcasts on the Yankees. I think it was premature. Matt is in Monroe. Matt, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good, you know.
First time the whole time. I had a question for you, and then I wanted to make a point about Judge and the booing.
Okay.
The question is, my son wanted to know, the KM to AM, did you end up going with the number sign or the word?
I ended
up, for your logo?
I ended up going with KMTOAM because when the Yankees play, I'm on till 2 a.m., and then we started to write out KM to 2 a.m., so I couldn't use the 2 because then it would have been KM 22 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was telling me, it's like the 2 gives them a lot more, like, differences in logos.
Yeah, number. It looks cool. Imagine a Derek Jeter 2, but it's just, you gotta simplify things for folks out here. You gotta dumb it down. If I start putting KM 22 a.m., they think it's a screen name. They don't even know what that is.
Right. Totally get it. On the Judge thing, I've been season ticket holder 26 years.
Okay.
I'm in section 129.
Nice.
Listen, we're not booing the man. You're going to have the golden sombrero, and I can even make it worse. He looked terrible in all four of those strikeouts.
Yeah. what are you doing? Like, are you all right? Boo.
Right.
Wake up.
I got to boo you with four
games. Yeah, we're
like
trying
that.
To get through to
I
you.
I still love you. Yeah.
Hello, Earth to you. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's not about the man. Earth to Aaron Judge, what are you doing?
Right.
We're
trying to win, bro. What are you, like, wake up. This is the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a packed house on a Saturday. We honor John Sterling today. We're not trying to lose another game where we honor somebody.
Exactly.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Yeah, exactly. Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, whatever type. If the Yankees do a bomb, bomb, bada, hey, fans, come out and get shut out and watch the Yankees not show up
exactly.
As we honor whoever.
Oh, and by the way, the thing with the John Sterling, fantastic idea. Throwing him out after every win and not after the loss.
I love that. It literally ends a Yankee fan argument about, oh, they play Frank Sinatra, win or lose. Now,
or lose.
To differentiate,
right.
you can't put Yankees win over a loss. There it goes.
There you go. There you go. Good job.
Thanks for the call, Matt. So what do you think about the New York Knicks right now? It's the second quarter. Philadelphia's up 32-25. It looks a little bit different than the first game, as expected. This is a series. I heard a lot of different takes about the Knicks over the last couple days. Don't listen to me. I'm not a Knicks fan. What do I know about your team? What do I know about basketball? I was decent for the Ocean Breakers, AAU basketball team when I was like 12, 13. Honestly, you know, growing up, getting taller, my knees, just like the pain. I lost my handle and couldn't really hoop. I took some time off, came back, and I just focused on playing football. So don't listen to me talk about basketball. I'm just kidding. It's a series. It's a different game. I said earlier, I did not expect Tyrese Maxey and Embiid not to play. That's a mind game. That's to make you think they might not play. So you start to let your guard down a little bit game two. You start to get comfortable. Do not get comfortable at all. The Knicks are down 9 right now. Let's see how they end this first half. Let's see how they respond in the second half. Let me give you some numbers just so you know where we're at, right? Embiid isn't necessarily doing too much damage. He's got 12. The leading scorer right now for the Sixers is Tyrese Maxey. He's also the leading scorer in the game with 16. He's knocked down 4 of 7 threes. Embiid has knocked down. I should have put some bets on made threes. I got too much going on. I'll be forgetting to put in these bets. Anyway, Embiid's got 2 out of 3 threes that he's knocked down. Let's see. Has he been to the line? He has been to the line. He's 50% from the line. Let me see about the board man. Board man gets paid. Rebounds. Embiid's got 8. When I look at the Knicks, Josh Hart has 5. Brunson's got 3. DiVincenzo's got 3. Jalen Brunson. Jalen. I had a lot of faith in you, young man. I said there's nobody that could check you, young man. Nick Nurse and those guys have a formula. They have a way. Jalen Brunson's got 7 points in 14 minutes. He's 2 of 9. Kind of similar to the first game. Hasn't been his usual self as far as scoring the ball. Josh Hart is leading the Knicks with 10 points, knocking down 2 of his attempted 3-point shots. I don't know. What I'll say is this. You're not going to get that Deuce McBride performance every game. You're not going to get the points from the bench every game. Dante DiVincenzo only has 6 points right now. He has to be the other scorer. He's 2 for 2 from deep. But, man, Isaiah Hartenstein's got 0. And OG Anunoby's got 2. Offensively, somebody's got to get going. And defensively, they got to clamp down on the 2 stars from the Sixers, because that's the only guys that are going to score. Tobias Harris has 2 buckets. Kelly Oubre's got 8 bucket. That's 4 and 2. Kyle Lowry's got 0. Buddy Hield's got 0. Other than that, it's just a 2-man game with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Pick your poison. You got to stop one of them. 877-337-6666. We're talking Yankees, but we're going to start to slowly get into the conversation around the Knicks. And the Knicks game will end. And then the Mets game will start, and we'll have some conversation around the Mets. I know there's some Isles fans that are saying, hey, what about us? The Islanders are up 1-0 right now. And when we talked about the Isles on my special Sunday show last night, we said they got to score. Well, they score early, Let's see if they can defend. Let's see if they can keep scoring late and even up this series. Islanders up 1-0 over the Hurricanes. There's less than 2 minutes in the first period in the second game of that series. Let's go back to the phone. Andrew in Garden City, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, Keith, I just wanted to say I love your show, man. Listened to the fan for a long time, my whole life. I think you're really great.
Doubt it.
No, you're really great.
You listen to the fan your whole life? How old are you?
I'm 25, Keith.
All right.
I grew up listening to the fan in the backseat of my father's car, listening to Mike Francesa, Steve Sommers.
And you think my show is pretty good, huh?
No, you remind me of those guys. Keith. Really
I'm messing with you. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, of course. No, but I don't mean to keep harping on the Yankees, but no, I think you're right on the pulse with Judge and with Glaber. I watched Judge face off with Sears in that at-bat at the bottom of the sixth, and it just looked like the guy was in total control. The pitcher was in total control of the at-bat. Like, his fastball didn't even have that much velocity. He was just coming after him and was comfortable. So
it's strange, right? It's weird. Like, for me, it's weird. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball to ring you up, you're just going to look at it? Judge plucks those. He plucks those out of the air and sends them to left field bleachers of 450 feet.
Exactly. That's the judge that we're used to. But, Sears looked good, and he had him in the bottom of the sixth.
It's J.P. Sears. J.P. Sears probably has a Aaron Judge fathead on his wall. Like, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. I just – I don't know. I don't know, man.
But anyway, with Glaber, too, no, I can't agree with you more. Just like you said, I've been watching the guy for – how many seasons now? He's so streaky at the plate. You know, his batting game affects his fielding game. When he gets cold at the plate, he makes mistakes in the field. And then, like you said, he's a space cadet on the base path. Like,
yeah, the Gleyber Torres experience is not worth it, in my opinion. It hasn't been for the last few years. The bad outweighs the good. No?
No.
The bad is, like, I don't know, bro. I'm so tired of it. And I feel like it's like, why does he get some type of favoritism? Because he smiles a lot and he's friendly with everybody? I don't care. I do not care. I do not care. Like, treat people like, you got to hold people accountable. Treat people the same, man.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I grew up, my father coaching my Little League team. The last time I was at a game at Yankee Stadium last summer, I was watching Glaber come off of second base on a loop fly ball to center field, and he got doubled off.
Like, yeah. Speaking of Luis Castillo, I remember him being on the base pass giving Luis Castillo extra outs. I remember conversations about him not hustling to first. Like, how many nonchalant, stupid throws have you seen him make at second base? The first baseman's right there. Throw him the – like, bro, why? Why do we do this? Why do we do this for Glaber Torres? You're not signing him long term. There's zero chance. There's zero chance they're signing him to a long-term deal. He's done. So now what's his value, Andrew? What are we getting for Glaber Torres? Lou Trevino type?
Oh, man, I don't know. Let's get DJ back in second and then take care of the rest.
Right, because where's Glaber's bat been? I don't know, man. It's the math ain't mathing to me. What is the point of this with him?
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call, Keith. I don't mean to keep harping on the Yankees, but...
No, keep harping on it. The season's on. These games count. Thanks for the call, Andrew. We're not in first place anymore. Harp. I do not look at Yankee fans... Like, what is the point of being a fan, bro? What is the point of wearing Yankees hats and shirts and hoodies and clothes and going to all of these games, sitting in traffic, paying money, waiting in line? What is the point of all this if you can't be critical of them? What is the point of all this if you can't speak your mind about how you feel when you watch the game? That's what the... It's like, I don't understand the part of our fan base. As I said, the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. I don't understand the part of our fan base that just has this, like, blind love where they can't criticize Aaron Judge. I love him. He won you a World Series? Oh, but Glaber will figure it out. How do you know? Because he hit a walk-off home run on Mother's Day a couple years ago. Like, bro, what are we talking about? I'm trying to see guys go in and establish, like, habits, culture. Like, I look at Juan Soto, He's going to have some rough day today. But, like, I think what Juan Soto brings is infectious. I think what Juan Soto brings, high tide raises all boats, all ships, whatever. What Juan Soto brings is such a level of competitor that everybody else in that clubhouse should step their game up to be like that. But it seems like some of the guys that have been here in the past are ducking under it, right? They're not rising with the rising tide. They're folding. I don't know. I don't know. And yeah, right now they have 15 wins. Right now they're a good team. Right now, oh, Keith, come on, man. It's early. It's early. Yeah, it's early, but it's not early. The season is on. This is supposed to be a World Series winning team this year, no? Every year, no? So be critical of them as they're building towards that. It's okay. That's the point. Why do we have this whole radio station? They don't turn this radio station off. Why do we have social media? Yankees Twitter, they're talking about this nonstop. It's okay. Call me up. 877-337-6666. We're not saying we hate them. It's actually quite the opposite. We're not saying they suck. It's actually quite the opposite. We're saying, man, if they're this good right now with this many flaws, tighten some of them up and we'll really get rolling. Let's see what's happening here in the Knicks game right now. Embiid getting a little handsy with Iheart. Iheart, go ahead. Push him around a little bit. Don't let him walk all over you in the garden. That's what you got to do with these guys. 41-34 Sixers. Still in control. Still looks like a different team. Shout out to Nick Nurse, man. Not for nothing. He ain't no Doc Rivers. He is a champion. And it seems like he's got a formula this time around where if Brunson isn't lighting it up, oh, Tobias Harris from Long Island with the three. Banga. 44-34. Sixers up 10 now over the Knicks. They're shooting the three well. That's their eighth made three in the half. And Embiid doesn't seem to be lumbering, and Maxey doesn't seem to be sick. Oh, the mind games they play with you beforehand to make you loosen up, to make you get comfortable. Knicks in four. Knicks in four. We want Boston. We want Boston. I did that one time. I don't regret it because ESPN reached out and said, hey, can we use this video? Viral movie. Not my first time going viral. But I didn't have a choice. And I also couldn't predict where we were heading. The Nets won the play-in tournament. Our fate was to face Boston no matter what. You can't chant we want Boston so quickly. You might not. Let's take a break. 877-337-6666. We're only 90 minutes into my show. It's wide open. If you want to talk about the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge getting booed, Gleyber Torres being Gleyber Torres, Anthony Volpe leading off, Carlos Rodon, let's give some love to Carlos Rodon, like actually being decent, and we'll take a look at the rest of this series against the poverty Sacramento A's. If you want to talk about the New York Knicks right now, as this game looks a little different than the first game. How you feeling, Knicks fans? We're coming up on halftime. Maybe you sneak a call in. Mets fans, we're going to get to you in about an hour before you face off against the San Francisco Giants. Islanders fans, keep the hope alive. It's 2-0 now as I go back to the scoreboard.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I thought we were done with Usher after the whole halftime thing. He disappeared. KM to AM. Keith McPherson on The Fan till midnight. Watching the Knicks game, getting ready for the Mets game. Looking at the Islanders like, okay. Miriam in Forest Hills, call me up later. I don't want to jinx anything, but man, a good start, a great first period. There's about 5 minutes and some change left, and the Islanders go up 2-0. You feel good, Islanders fans? No, you don't. Islanders fans are like, they're going to blow it. They always blow this. They got the lead now. Typical Islanders. Let's see. Let's see if they hold on. We'll take those calls at 877-337-6666. I saw, I don't know, there's a lot going on. Tech in this game, missed free throws in this game. This game is wide open between the Sixers and the Knicks. If you're not watching this game, good. Tune in for the second half. It's going to be a great second half. I think it's going to be back-to-back, wire-to-wire, make-or-miss league, who gets hot, who doesn't. Jalen Brunson, as I was just saying, earth to Aaron Judge. Are they booing Jalen Brunson yet? Jalen Brunson has to get going. My boy Dre hit me on Twitter, big WFAN fan and listener of KM to AM. He says, does Jalen Brunson get the Julius Randle treatment if he no-shows another game? Yeah. Yeah, he's not above it. He's absolutely not above it. You always hear me talk about the whipping boy or whipping boy. I don't know. Where's the whipping boy from? Where did I even get that? I think that was a book we read in school. Whipping boy book. Like, what year was that required to read? Like, seventh grade or something? I don't know. The whipping boy, there's always a whipping boy in New York. Somebody is always, it's his fault. He's a bum. He's trash. Boo. It is what it is. You love Jalen Brunson enough to not call him out? You love Jalen Brunson enough to not make him the whipping boy? I don't think so. I think he is your leading scorer, the leader of your team. You go as he goes, and right now, he's got to do more. Josh Hart is the guy right now. Josh Hart, let's see. Josh Hart has 19 points to lead the way for the New York Knicks. You got to love that guy. And I don't miss an opportunity to tell my stories on the fan because it's always somebody's first time hearing it. I worked at Roc Nation for a brief amount of time. I got to meet Josh Hart when he was playing for the Lakers. He was under Roc Nation Sports. And even back then, he was just pumped to be in New York, right? Roc Nation, Jay-Z's company, he was pumped to be in New York at the office, Jay-Z. But he was very, you know, reserved and young and to himself. He showed up quiet as kept with just like some gray sweats and a suitcase. But man, has he become like just a guy. This guy has become, he's got the New York Yankees interlocking NY braided into his hair. He's becoming a cult classic, a folklore hero of some sorts for the New York Knicks. Wearing that number 3, you love to see it. Oh, look at this. I asked for Miriam in Forest Hills, and here she is. Hello, Miriam.
All right, you want me. I'm here. They're going to keep doing this. It's going to keep going.
They heard you last night. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but go on.
They're going to keep going. They're going to keep doing it, and they're going to come home, tied it, won a game apiece, and they're going to win at home. Okay. And they'll be up 3-1.
Miriam, how are you listening to the fan and listening to the Islanders game?
Because I have ears.
You have 2 ears. You can do both.
I have 2 ears and radios and TV.
You're the best.
I don't need eyes. I got ears.
You're the greatest.
I know that. You can
somebody clip
that.
We need that clip for the Miriam files. Yeah, I wish you the best of luck. I hope they pull it off.
And me then too, darling.
Tonight, what we'll be talking about, I just saw Sean Morash put out, you know, the dreams of an Islanders-Rangers round 2 are back on.
Oh, that's going to be super duper, yeah.
If we can get there. If we can get it'll there. Be. It's the most wonderful time.
It'll be. Don't worry.
How the cats
Don't
feel?
Worry.
The cats are skittish right now, or are they relaxed?
Oh, no,
right
he's
now?
Right here. He's curled up here. He's like,
okay, he's relaxed. He's chilling. No worries.
That's right. He's right here, the big delinquent. I'm in love with him. He's right here. And my Build-A-Bear animals are here, too. Julie's right here. Everybody else is here.
Okay, good. They're locked
and
in.
You give my love to Mommy, Kitty, and Baby, will you?
Yeah, I will. They're not watching any sports. My son's sleeping. My wife is texting me. He finally fell asleep, whatever. I don't know what she's doing. She's listening. Hello, Nicole, actually.
I hope so, baby.
Yeah, I tell her don't. She doesn't have to listen, you know. She listens
listen
to me.
Listen up, Looney the cat. You be good to Daddy and Mommy, okay?
She's the best. She's unbothered. She's unfazed. I told her before I left today, I said, listen, I'm going to miss you while I'm on the radio, but when I come back tonight at like 1 o'clock, I know you'll be ready for me. We'll
That's
go to
right.
bed around, you know, 1:30, quarter after 1.
That's right. She'll be on your lap purring like crazy.
Yep, yep.
You know, they're the best kids.
Yeah, I mean, I love my cat, and I never thought I'd love a cat.
They're the best kids. They don't go to college. They wear the same clothes. They do their own laundry, and they don't want an allowance, and they'll love you no matter what.
Yeah, taking care of Toon is a lot easier than taking care of Jackson.
Well, because he's going to talk soon, and there are things he won't like to say.
Oh, yeah, he's already against. I said that as a new parent. I underestimated how much they fight and fight back.
Oh, boy, do they.
You don't just make them do things. You don't just make them, you know, eat and change their diapers and put clothes on. He fights every single thing.
Of course. He's a people.
Right. He's a person. He's got his own agenda already at 1 year old. He wants to crawl around. He wants to eat garbage off the ground. He wants to lick everything. And if I stop him from doing that, waterworks, straight tears.
Yeah. Does he walk yet? Is he walking?
So he walks with, like, something to hold him up. Like, he's not walking on his own yet. He's probably weeks away from taking those first couple steps, but he's able to get up, and he can, like, walk around the couch. Like, he's like a drunk guy, like needs something to, you know, keep himself up.
All right. Yeah, he'll get better.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm impressed. He's 1 year and 1 week.
Get better. Don't worry. He'll be better.
Well, you're going to worry. That's something I learned that I didn't know before that now I know that all parents know. You're going to worry about your kids.
That's right. Make sure he's doing the right stuff.
Yeah, it just not
eating
what it
the
is.
Wrong thing.
You can't turn it off. You're going to worry about him. If you're a good parent, you're really going to worry and care about them all the time.
It's
part of you. They are a living part of you.
That's right.
If you care about yourself, worry about yourself. I care and worry about myself less. I care and worry about my kid way more. I'm a grown man. I'm all right out here. I don't need too much help. My baby, though, I'm like, I can't even sleep with this pollen and the cough that I have. He has the cough. So we're both up in the middle of the night because I just hear coughing coming through the baby monitor. I'm like, you need me? You need help? Let me go in there and adjust him. Let me go in there and give him his pacifier, his wubba. Let me make sure the air in there is good. Maybe he's uncomfortable.
Does the cat follow you around when you go in there?
Yes, but I try to keep her out because so many times she'll sneak into his room and then I'll leave and then I'll get in the bed and I'll hear coming through the baby monitor. I'm like, oh, Toon is locked in Jack's room. I got to get up out of the bed, go in there, get Toon, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, she loves him too in her own silly way.
Yeah, she's very protective of him.
Yeah, sure. She thinks it's her kitten, you know.
Yeah, she's very protective of Jackson's to the point where she's ready to do something to me when I'm just changing the kid's diaper. I'm like, listen, I'm not harming him. He's just freaking out.
She doesn't understand. She thinks it's her kitten.
Yeah. Yep. That is
my
life.
Sorry, you're the cat.
That is my life when I'm not on the radio and I'm at home taking care of my cat
That's
and my
right.
baby.
They're the best kids.
Yeah, they're good. Good luck to the Islanders. It is
you
now second period.
Yeah,
I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for the call, Miriam. It is now halftime in the Garden. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Like, literally, got to go. They're down. Man, I had a parlay that would have hit the first game where I took the Sixers to be the first half winners and the Knicks to win the actual game. That could potentially happen tonight. They're down four. It's 53-49. I stopped betting, honestly. I've got to the point, you know, especially with the taxes hitting, I'm like, yo, between the betting and, like, buying sneakers and, like, fits and, like, gas money and the easy pass and the food, like, don't do the thing where you, like, look at your account and you, like, there's apps where you can look at your account and see how much money you spend on just food. Think about how much money you just eat, especially here in New York. You can't get a good meal for under 20 bucks. Nah, I know some spots, not for nothing. That's one thing being broke taught me, for sure. Find a couple spots where $10 can go a long way. I know a couple buffets under 20 bucks. I know a couple Chinaman spots. You can get you a, you know, right around the corner to King Walk. Get you a lunch special, dinner special. Oh, all right. Let me get back to the show. Gary's in Waterbury, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Gary?
Oh, Keith, this is the shortest wait ever for a call. And I'm trying to be on point. Yo, Keith, this is for my real callers who ain't got no feelings. Come on. Shout to Mobb Deep. Queens!
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm stealing at least... Yeah, I'm stealing at least 3 minutes of every Keith Radio hour. Who is that? That's my man, shouts the Guru and Primo.
I mean, Gary, all at right. this point, this is becoming KM and GM. G makes. I don't know.
No.
We got a new program director. He may be listening. Do your best.
No. But I've said what I had to say. I could get into topics, but it's just Yanks. Now, you know, I'm Yanks. I'm Giants Yanks. I don't follow hockey. NBA's out. So it's kind of a thanks for letting me get my rap shouts in. And I'm just, you know.
So let's talk about the Giants. Or you want to talk about how Aaron Judge doesn't look like himself? He's hurt and Gleyber Torres should have been
traded. No, I got a question. No, my brother chimed in because the quickest pickup ever. It's from my brother. He wants to know how many times does Judge have to go over before they seriously drop him? How many more games?
It sucks because it's Judge, right?
At least 3.
That's the thing. That's the conundrum. That's the perplexing Pegasus we're riding right now. Because he's the captain, because he's a $40 million man, because we've seen him go God mode and hit 62 runs to be the new AL home run king, we know it's in there. We know who he is. So we're just going to keep going at it, keep going. He can go over. He can be struck. He's got a ton of strikeouts. I was looking at his numbers. Like I said, these guys are talking about it on Fox Sports 1. Everybody that watches baseball is like, this is not Aaron Judge, but the Yankees will keep him in the lineup as long as he's physically able to walk out there and play center field. He's got to figure it out. I don't know.
All these guys in their walk year, bang it out and get these huge.
Of course. And that contract year.
You know what happens? You know, once they get that bag, what happens after that, the next two
life,
or 3 years?
Life changes.
Tell me they all don't
I
sit
said
in
this,
here
Gary.
And,
I said him getting hurt and missing that much time in the first season that he got the bag, the first season he was captain, was the worst thing that could have happened.
They all go all out in their walk year and then mail it in the next 5 years.
Got to bet on yourself. Got to prove Brian Cashman wrong, right? Brian Cashman tried to offer you $237 million, whatever it was. Nope, I'm going to go out there and mash.
You know, he's going to ball out this 40 banger. And you know,
yeah,
you only got so many miles on your body.
Bro, that was another take I had coming out of, and you're breaking up, and I appreciate you, Gary, for real. G-Makes, appreciate you calling the show every night. That was another take that I had, and a couple people on Twitter were like, don't let me ever hear you talk about Judge like that. I'm like, what? You're going to hear it all season until it changes. I'm sorry. I'm just realistic. This is a guy that's 6'7", 280. He doesn't project to hold up with the body like that, with the frame like that. Maybe at this point now with the toe injury, like they just listen to what he said in spring training. This is when I started on this trail. They asked him about the toe. He said it's something that they got to be constantly managing and maintaining and taking care of every day. They didn't elect to get surgery on it. They just let it heal. It's different. When you break a bone, when you do something like that, especially in your toe and your feet, I've broken my foot. I have a toe issue in my left foot. I know, like, your base is compromised. You're different. And we need Judge to play center field when we needed him to play right field. We need him to run. But we really need him to hit. And I think it's all connected. And I honestly know that we'll never see the 2022 season again. That was one outstanding prove-it year that you'll hopefully you were in there. I was in there for a lot of it. Hopefully you enjoyed. But we're not even seeing the dominant Aaron Judge. We are seeing a very concerning version of Aaron Judge that if he is healthy right now, that's a problem. Like if he's, I don't know. I just don't know what to think or who to trust or how to feel, because I know what I'm seeing is not the guy that I've watched for the last 7 seasons. It's not the guy that won Rookie of the Year and then kept evolving to a different guy. It's not the guy that won MVP. Not the guy that hit 62 home runs. And it's a combination of things. I think it's the toe, the oblique. I think it's missing spring training. But now you can't even say that. He's got 86 at-bats. So, right, remove that argument. Oh, well, he missed a bunch of time in spring training. His timing's not down. Well, he's got 86 at-bats in the regular season now. Forget about spring training. Remove that. If you want to be the guy that says that Juan Soto mania has taken over and that has done something to him? I understand it. We're human beings. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be celebrated. And when you were the best player on the team, when you were the guy being celebrated like that, you were getting that adulation, that love, literally on that field, in right field, and another guy comes in 6 years younger than you, and he takes over there, and now he's the one that fans are buying tickets in that section for. It could be part of it. It could be part of it. But this guy is one of the best hitters I've ever seen. And that's why I make the joke about the Monstars zapping his path. Like, he looks like, I don't know. He looks like a different player in the batter's box. Chris is in Santa Cruz, California. Chris, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, no, I'm with you, like, on Aaron Judge. Like it's definitely concerning. And then I was watching today's game and him going 0-for-4, and he just looked overmatched. And, you know, this pitches that we're used to seeing him launch into the stands, it just, he looks like a totally different guy.
Yeah, so it's like after you've watched all these games of him and you're watching him now, it's like, what is the problem? I don't know.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, it could be that toe, it could be injury.
It's a combination of things, and the Yankees aren't going to tell you anything. Thanks for the call, Chris. What I'll say is this, folks, and I'll take a couple more Aaron Judge calls before we get to the top of the hour. I think they're just going to ride this thing out, and I don't agree with that. If he is even feeling it a little bit, even if he's not feeling it, he's struggling, he's hurting the team. You know, I put out a tweet the other day, and people take everything literal on Twitter, but I'm like, yeah, Judge IL stint might be needed, whether he is actually hurt or not. You need a reset. And we know phantom IL stints happen. We know they manipulate that through baseball. But we also know what Judge means to the team as the captain, as the leader, as a former MVP, all-star, face of baseball, highest paid player. It's just one of those situations. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you do shut him down, right, and he goes on the IL and the team struggles without him, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, they need Judge. No, they need the Judge version of Judge, not this version of Judge.
Keep in mind also, and this is what Aaron Judge said last year, that his big toe will require constant maintenance for the rest of his career. Not for 2 months, not for 6 months, for the rest of
just
his career.
Luck.
And that's what he said. This isn't a report.
$360 million investment, the first year of that investment in June. I'm mad at the Dodgers. I don't know why more people aren't saying, like, how do the Dodgers get away with this? How do they, like, I don't know. They have to pay something. They have to pay half of Aaron Judge's contract the rest of his career. I say that. Done. They're rich. They paid Ohtani all that money. Let's go to Ruben in Belleville before we go to the break and the update.
Keith, my man, yo, I ride with you, Keith. You're one of my faves.
Oh, thanks.
Listen. I'm a little older than you, a lot older than you, but Don Mattingly for 5 years was as good as a ball player that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, wish I could have watched Donnie play. Wish I could have seen one at bat that I recall. I was too young.
Well, let me tell you something. He was trash in April.
Okay.
And you could look up his splits, and he always got off to a slow start. It's April. We need to just ride it till May. And if he's in May he's not hitting, then we can press the panic button. Right now, let's just get out of April. We're doing what we do. Everybody's stressing him. Now he's going to start pressing harder. Just let it be. Let it be.
Yeah, you're right,
Ruben.
That's
the only thing to do is the Yankee fans.
That's what the Yankees are going to do, right? The fans are like, this isn't Judge. Like, well, we got to do something. The Yankees are like, no, we'll keep him in the lineup in the third spot. DHing some days, playing center field some days, and we'll wait. He's going to get a hold of one or two of them. He has.
And he'll have a weekend where he goes 10-for-12 with 3 home runs.
Man, I'd love to see it. Right now, I wouldn't. I'm a gambling man. I wouldn't put a free $5 FanDuel bet on him going 10-for-12 the weekend before May coming up.
All right, Keith, be good.
Thanks for the call, Ruben. 877-337-6666. We're rocking till 12. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Talking sports, mostly Yankees, Aaron Judge. It's okay that you booed the guy. Something's not right. You know it. I know it. Your mom knows it. Your dad knows it. The Yankees are just going to keep staying the course because They have 15 wins. They've only lost one series. They are in second place, not first place. Now it is what it is. The Knicks are going to get back on the floor in the second half, and they got to get it going, or this series will be evened up. And the Islanders, man, surprise, surprise, it's 3-0. Miriam, you felt something. She said they're going to keep it going. The Islanders have to win this game now, going up 3-0 before the second period or early in the second period. So we'll be talking Islanders for sure. We'll be taking calls on the Knicks' reaction. And in about 45, 50 minutes, the Mets are back on the field. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.